The wedding cake was inscribed with the weatherman motto, "Smash Monogamy." The marriage lasted less than a year. Lerner claims to have been a leader in the nonviolent wing of the New Left. While a professor at the University of Washington, he founded the Seattle Liberation Front, which he later claimed was a nonviolent alternative to the weatherman. Nonetheless, he was arrested on charges of incitement to riot as one of the members of the Seattle Seven. The charges were eventually dropped, but not before J. Edgar Hoover dubbed him, no doubt hyperbolically, one of the most dangerous criminals in America. In 1973, Lerner wrote The New Socialist Revolution, a cliched ode to the glories of the coming socialist takeover. The rhetoric was quintessentially Mussolinian. The first task of the revolutionary movement is to destroy bourgeois hegemony and develop a radical consciousness among each of the potential constituencies for revolutionary action. Over the years, Lerner's thinking evolved. First, he became deeply interested in mass psychology. He's a licensed psychotherapist, imbibing all the Frankfurt School nonsense about fascist personalities. Conservatism is a treatable illness in Lerner's view. Second, he became a rabbi, and while his commitment to progressive politics never waned, he increasingly became obsessed with the spiritual aspect of politics. Finally, he cast aside dialectical materialism in favor of attacking consumer materialism and the psychic pain it causes. In 1986, he launched Tikkun, an odd magazine dedicated, in large part, to creating a new social gospel with heavily Jewish and ecumenical biases. After Hillary Clinton's Politics of Meaning speech, which was partly inspired by Lerner, who'd ingratiated himself with then-Governor Clinton, the radical rabbi psychotherapist went into overdrive, promoting himself as the house seer of the Clinton administration. He was to be the Herbert Crowley of the new progressive era. Though many in the press recognized a hustler when they saw one, he nonetheless got the attention he wanted. The New York Times hailed him as this year's prophet. When it became clear, however, that the politics of meaning sounded too much like New Age hokum, the press and the Clintons turned a cold shoulder. In response, Lerner released his opus, The Politics of Meaning, Restoring Hope and Possibility in an Age of Cynicism. The book strikes one fascist chord after another. Lerner cites a long, familiar litany of progressive ideas and causes. He speaks about making the powerless more powerful, about throwing off the baggage of the past, about eschewing dogma and embracing national community, about rejecting the overly rational expertise of doctors and scientists. He waxes eloquent about the various crises, spiritual, ecological, moral, and social, afflicting Western bourgeois democracies that must be remedied through a politics of redemption.